Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of the Josh Rosen Show. Really excited for this episode where I'm going to be previewing the heavyweight first-round matchup between the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. We have the playoffs just about to begin. Really excited, and I've got some great guests today. I'll be joined by the Hall of Fame broadcaster, Marv Albert, alongside Kevin Harlan, as well as Skip Bayless, Nick Wright, and even former President Donald J. Trump. So let's get started. Marv Albert, thank you so much for joining today's show. What have you been up to, and are you going to be watching these NBA playoffs, especially this Lakers-Nuggets first-round matchup?
Yes! Hello, Josh Rosen. It's great to be on your show, the Josh Rosen Show. Yes, this podcast counts, and the foul. I gotta say, I've been retired for several years now, but I still closely watch all the NBA action, especially the NBA on TNT presented by State Farm. Yes, my guy Kevin Harlan, who's been a great friend of mine and I was glad to mentor him for many years, is doing a, spectacular job with Reggie Miller broadcasting the games. As far as this matchup is concerned with the Lakers and the Nuggets, I think it's going to be a series of spectacular moves from both teams. I really love Nikola Jokic, the Joker, the biggest, baddest, fattest white guy I've ever seen. Yes, it counts. A series of moves. I believe that this matchup is worthy of an NBA Finals matchup, so to get this in the first round is going to be uber-duber, golly-wally exciting. My goodness, it counts. And the foul. As far as my prediction for the series, I have the Nuggets in 7 games. I believe this is going to be a powerhouse of matchup between AD and Nikola Jokic, of course, battling for rebounds down low and trying to give each other a facial served up by the Joker on Anthony Davis. We've got other power players in this matchup like Jamal Murray stuffs it down. Jamal Murray from way downtown. Yes. And of course, LeBron James. LeBron James, 40% from outside the mark. As if LeBron James can shoot over 40%, they have a real shot to upset the Denver Nuggets. But the way I see this matchup going is the Nuggets have the experience right now, the championship experience, the championship DNA. So yes, I see this series going the distance, but those Nuggets are ultimately going to prevail, and I believe this series is going to leapfrog them through the Western Conference once again. The Joker plus Aaron Gordon, KCP, they just have too much firepower. And we didn't even talk about Michael Porter Jr. He's spectacular. And the foul. Put on Austin Reeves putting on the moves. So that's my prediction for this matchup, Mr. Josh Rosen. And keep up the great work on the Josh Rosen Show. Yes.
Well, thank you, Marv. That was really an outstanding preview. So great to hear your voice and glad to hear you're doing well. Again, thank you so much for your time.
Yes. Anytime, Josh Rosen. And by the way, You're the most talented Josh Rosen, more talented than the quarterback who didn't quite make it as an NFL starter. Yes.
Thank you so much, Marv. It's really been an honor to speak to you. Let's also join our next guest, who has been Marv's replacement as the... No one can replace Marv. Let's be clear about that. But this guy is the number one man on TNT, the NBA on TNT. Please welcome the legendary broadcaster who continuously wins awards, Broadcaster of the Year, Mr. Kevin Harlan, everybody. Kevin Harlan. Galloping, chiseling, knifing my way through the podcast lane, this is Kevin Harlan, presented by Duncan. America runs on Duncan Robinson. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much, Josh Rosen. It's great to be here, chiseling, circling, knifing, watering my way through the Duncan drive-thru lane. I just ordered a corn muffin right between the eyes with no regard for human life. I'm looking forward to this Lakers-Nuggets matchup. It's going to be a brouhaha between two of the greatest teams. We have Nikola Jokic, the Joker, on the Denver Nuggets, and Jamal Murray squaring off against Anthony Davis and LeBron James right between the eyes. We just saw a man fly, submarining his way through the lane. Look out below. He sucked in gravity right out of the building. I'm Kevin Harlan, and we're going to have an excellent game, the NBA on TNT, presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It seems that a fan has thrown a peach onto the court. What is going on right between the eyes? I don't believe it. It's getting peachy here in Denver at Ball Arena. Mike Malone is going crazy right between the eyes. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. I see you're really excited today, so thanks for bringing all that excitement here. So you think that the Lakers-Nuggets is going to be a great series. Do you have any predictions you want to give us? Right between the eyes, I'm going to be saying right between the eyes continuously throughout this series. And I'm also going to be saying we just saw a man fly. And I'm also going to be saying a flamethrower by Jamal Murray. I believe the Nuggets are going to win this series in six games. That's right, it's going to end at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles in six games. The Denver Nuggets are going to come out on top. A flamethrower. Very fascinating prediction. Kevin Harlan, we got to leave it right there. But thank you so much for that preview and your beautiful choice of words. I love when you say that word, flamethrower, and right between the eyes. Really fantastic. So thank you very much. Really excited for these playoffs, and keep up the great work on NBA on TNT. You are phenomenal. Well, thank you so much, Josh Rosen. Keep up the great work on your new podcast. I'm listening to it right between the eyes as I'm on the airplane right now flying to another game. That's award-winning broadcaster Kevin Harlan. I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, someone most of you listeners know very well. He has been a sports media personality for many years. He's on a show on Fox Sports 1 called Undisputed, presently with Paul Pierce, who's doing a phenomenal job, and Keyshawn Johnson, as well as more rotating panel of guests such as Rachel Nichols. Please welcome Skip Bayless, everyone. Okay, it is my turn now. It is now my turn to be on the Josh Rosen Show and preview this heavyweight first-round matchup between that team, the Los Angeles Lakers, led by that guy, the phony goat, LeBrick James, LeLuck James, as they face off the MVP Nikola Jokic and that team, the Denver Nuggets. In all my years of covering and watching the NBA, I've never seen a first-round matchup quite like this. Are you kidding me? Not only is this a rematch of last year's NBA Finals between the Los Angeles, I'm sorry, the NBA Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. I think this is a potential showdown of the two best teams in the Western Conference this season. In the end, as much as I love the Joker and Jamal Murray, Michael Malone, Michael Porter Jr., KCP, they've got that championship DNA. They've got the guts and the talent to get it done. In the end, I like the Los Angeles Fakers. They've been Fakers all year, but right now, they're playing anything but like Fakers. Anthony Davis has been a flat-out monster. I know he can be Jekyll and Hyde. Jekyll and Hyde. One game he's off, one game he's on. But in the end, I think he's going to be more on than off. Of course, everyone wants to talk about the phony goat. But in the end, the phony goat is what he is. The chosen one is often the frozen one when he has to make two free throws in the fourth quarter. Do I trust the frozen one to make those free throws? I don't. Do I trust the frozen one to continue shooting lights out by his standard from the three-point line? I don't. Do I trust the frozen one to come up clutch when it matters most? I don't. But I do trust little Austin Reeves. I've never seen anything quite like this guy. You want to talk about big time guts. He's got the psyche, the mental fortitude to get it done. This guy's big time. In the end, you know it and I know it. Austin Reeves is the most clutch player that the Los Angeles Lakers presently have on their roster. Are you kidding me? This is a guy who went undrafted and yet he's 25 years old now, almost 26, and he has come into his own. I've never seen anything quite like him. He played college basketball for Wichita State and the Oklahoma Sooners. Hardly anyone even knew who he was coming into his NBA career. He's got what LeBron James will never have. He has the psyche, the killer instinct, the guts to get it done when it matters most. I think he's going to be the difference in this game. I have him averaging 20 points per game. And you want to talk about big time. D'Angelo Russell, he's been shooting lights out. So if the Lakers are to beat the Nuggets, which I think they are going to beat them in six games, they're going to need little Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell and AD to play lights out, which I think not only are they capable of, I think they're going to do. Much as I love the Nuggets, Lakers in six. It's my turn now. Thank you so much, Skip. That was wonderful analysis, as always. And we'll see. That's Skip's prediction. He's got Lakers in six. Certainly differs from Marv Albert and Kevin Harlan's analysis. And I have one final guest. Please welcome Mr. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A., thank you so much for joining the Josh Rosen Show to preview the Lakers and the Nuggets. Well, let me be very, very clear, Mr. Josh Rosen. as you men know, I have a podcast called The Stephen A. Smith Show. It's one of the best podcasts in the world. If we look from that perspective, it's box office. It's not a scrub. But let me be very, very clear. When you look from that perspective, I think your podcast, The Josh Rosen Show, on the Believe Network, has a box office potential. Let me be very, very clear. This brother, Josh Rosen, he's big time. He's not a scrub. He's not like Rasho Nesterovich or Kwame Brown, my lord. Now, let me tell you what I think is going to happen. What I think is going to happen with this Western Conference first round heavyweight matchup between the Denver Nuggets and the Los Angeles Lakers, led by LeBron James. When you look from that perspective, you know there's no place in the world I'd rather be than La La Land, Los Angeles, especially in June. Well, maybe South Beach, but that's for different reasons. But I'd love nothing more than to see the Los Angeles Lakers still playing basketball in June and me being able to cover it live from Los Angeles. But when you look from that perspective, when the lights get bright, palms get sweaty, who am I gonna trust in the clutch? LeBron James, Anthony Davis, who's soft as cottonelle. I know he's gonna get injured at some point during this series, my lord. That brother's like paper. He's like paper thin. He's always getting hurt. My God. I trust the Joker. I trust Michael Porter Jr. I trust Michael Malone. I trust this brother, Jamal Murray. Let me be very, very clear. That's not to say that I don't have any trust at all in the Lakers. I know what LeBron James brings to the table. That brother's big time. He's going to average a damn near triple-double in the series. But it's the other guys that I don't trust. I don't trust Anthony Davis to stay healthy. One day it's his back. One day it's his ankle. One day it's his scalp. One day his eyelashes hurting him. One day he's got a broken nail that's hanging. A nail hanger. Let me be very, very clear. I trust the Denver Nuggets. They showed up and showed out in last year's NBA playoffs on their way to their first championship. And you know who I don't trust? Darvin Ham. I like the brother, don't get me wrong. When the lights get bright, palms get sweaty, he looks like a deer in the headlights. Now, of course, overall in these playoffs, I'm rooting for orange and blue skies, orange and blue skies, orange and blue skies, my New York Knicks. But in this particular matchup, when you look from that perspective, I'm going to have to go with the Denver Nuggets in 6 games. That's right. Nuggets in 6. But I will say this. This series, as it pertains to excitement, is going to be box office. This brother, Michael Malone, he knows how to coach. And this brother, Darvin Ham, he's a scrub. And that will be the difference in this series. That's all I got to say, Mr. Rosen. Well, thank you so much, Stephen A., for that wonderful analysis. And I'd like to thank all our guests today. We had the legendary broadcaster, Marv Albert, the legendary broadcaster, Kevin Harlan, the legendary sports media personalities, Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. All of you were box office. I can't wait for this Lakers-Nuggets series to begin. It's going to be awesome. So thank you all very much for listening to episode 2 of the Josh Rosen Show. We'll have more episodes upcoming, especially with the NBA playoffs getting underway. Have a great week, everyone, and enjoy the NBA playoffs. Yes! I'm Josh Rosen, signing off.